never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the award-winning Pakistani novelist Mohsin Hamid. In addition to three highly acclaimed novels, including How to Get Filthy Rich in Rising Asia, his latest book is a collection of essays called Discontents and Its Civilizations. He joins me on the line from New York. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Good afternoon.
So one of the books you want to tell folks about is a book called Pereira Declares by Antonio Tabucchi. What's that about?
It's an exquisitely beautiful novel. It's set in 1930s Portugal as the fascist government is taking power in the run-up to the Second World War. And it's a story of an overweight journalist who writes for the culture pages, who doesn't want to confront the political changes happening in his country. And slowly comes to realize that he can't just let things happen.
You write in one of your essays, in your essay collection, Discontent and Its Civilizations, which I really enjoyed, that you found things that appeal to you about books in particular are the voice. You say, I can fall in love with the voice of a character. You don't necessarily have to fall in love with the character itself. Is it the voice or the character or a combination of the two in this particular case?
It's both, but the voice is very important in this novel because it's a novel where it's written as a testimony. Pereira keeps declaring. He declares that this happened and that happened. And you start wondering, why is he declaring? Who's he declaring it to? And the voice and that structure creates a real thriller inside what is a beautiful literary novel.
Pereira Declares by Antonio Tabucchi. The other book that you want to tell folks about is a very different kettle of fish. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week, Escape 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich. It's by a guy named Timothy Ferris.
What I really find interesting about that book is the notion around not letting yourself be distracted by the minutiae of modern life. So Timothy Ferris has this idea that, you know, you shouldn't check your email very often. You should try to get your tasks done first thing in the morning. And I suppose for me as a novelist, I live in a world of imagination. I'm always, you know, lost in my thoughts, imagining new worlds. And to also be distracted when I'm not writing is a bit of a disaster because it means I'm not really present for my life. So I started to wonder, how can I be less distracted? I can't stop writing novels. What else can I do? And this book I thought was really helpful. You know, I have two kids, and when I'm writing fiction, I'm often sort of in a daze, you know, thinking about the worlds I'm imagining. But the rest of the time, I want to be present, you know, in their lives and engage with them when I'm spending time with them. But I'm getting emails from all over the world. I'm doing travel and interviews and this, that, and the other. And I thought, you know, I have to find a way to compress this so that when I'm with my kids, I'm really with my kids. And that's when some of these tricks and tactics that Timothy Ferris advocates were things I started to find useful.
All right. Mohsin Hamid is reading Pereira Declares by Antonio Tabucchi and The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferris. Mohsin Hamid, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to being not distracted. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered and online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book. I can't remember when. But one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.